Aloha, everyone. This is Erica Duran and Bill Boren on the Google Bait Podcast, episode 14. Bill?
14.
I hope it's 14. We attempted, 15 times to do this as a Facebook Live. And it's very hard. I've been doing it by myself as a Facebook Live on my page for a couple times now, and I got that mastered. But doing it with a guest, and the fact that you have to use your phone when you have a guest, unless we don't know something and we need to figure that out, was very challenging. So we thought we'd just hop on Zoom and at least have the video and have the audio, and at least there'd be a step in the video direction, and we can still strip out the audio for the podcast. So eventually the plan is that we are able to do Facebook Lives together so that everyone that's following us can interact and ask questions and stop us when we get too confusing and all that stuff. Just have more connection and more interaction. But, you know, we slotted this time for the podcast, and so we had to keep show must go on, right? This is probably the first time you're ever seeing Bill, right? Because he's not on social media ever. So this is probably the very first time you're seeing him. And last week we talked about branding and how important that is with SEO, and we wanted to redo our tagline for Google Bait, and we just came up with one right before this call that is a Google Bait, I'm sorry, SEO re-engineered, and we really wanted to get that SEO word out of our tagline because we're trying so hard to differentiate from other SEO companies. But in a more business, like a branding lesson, people understand that SEO gets you higher up on Google. People kind of understand that already. So we can't like re-educate everyone. We can't get too clever. We can't get too cute. We have to say exactly what it is. But adding the re-engineered was very good because Bill's an engineer and that just fit. So it's really cool that we came up with that word. And also that it's SEO re-engineered. So it's nothing like typical SEO, even though we do a few things that are just basic and standard that anyone building a website would do. We do a lot of things differently. And so I wanted to, in this episode, kind of go back to the beginning and go over what is Google Bait and why is it different? Because that is the whole point of our tagline and everything, SEO re-engineered. So I thought Bill could explain a little bit about that. And by the way, Bill is here for seeing his background for the first time. He's in La Paz, Mexico, scuba diving when he's not coding. So that explains the background there. That's not his real house. And Bill, since you want to say hi, you're never on video, you're never on social media, you're never anywhere but behind your computer. So go ahead. Huh?
It may never happen again.
This may be a one time only, folks, for Bill.
I got a phone on a selfie stick, trying to have a discussion. You're probably looking at the worst view of the whole house. Yes, I'm in Mexico, La Paz. And it's not my house. But it's an Airbnb house. So it's Mexico. You got to take what you can get. It's Mexico.
Yeah, but so, you're just a few steps from the ocean. So this is what I do in my other business. I take people's lifestyle dreams and marry that with a online business. And then you get to dive in the morning and code at night or vice versa. So that's what I do in my other business. So Bill, why don't you just explain, because we might have a lot of new listeners. I know we're going to have a lot of new viewers because this is a video now. What exactly is Google Bait and how is it different from normal, quote, normal SEO?
Well, normal SEO companies, first of all, SEO is search engine optimization. It implies that we're taking your site and we're improving your site to increase your ranking on Google. And that's really all it is. It's taking what you have and trying to improve what it is and trying to fix it and so forth. What we do is we just re-engineer everything. We leave your site alone. We do fix it, but we leave your site pretty much alone. And we create highly optimized pages that are optimized towards a specific keyword phrase that allows you to basically float to the top of Google search. Sorry if I'm a little jerky.
No, it's okay. And that the volume's going a little in and out, but we're just going to roll with it because we got further this time than we did on Facebook Live. So we're just going to roll with it. And I think to touch on the points here that it the keyword research not just the words that you're guessing at. This is in-depth research that usually lasts about 3 days. And it's all based on what are your ideal clients searching for? What are they typing into Google so that you pop up? And not just anybody, but people that are ready to pay, people that are in so much pain or moving towards so much pleasure that they're really ready to solve their problem. And like we always said, you know, people don't go to Facebook to solve their problem. They go to Google. So what is your ideal client exactly word for word typing in so that you pop up above your competition? And Googlebait is the main part of it, I think, is building the perfect SEO pages, which are not cluttered by WordPress, Wix, GoDaddy. They're not cluttered by all that bulk that makes websites very easy for people like me to build, but they're not made for Google searches. They're made for humans. They're made for people like me that don't want to talk to a programmer and just want to do it myself. Those bulky programs are made for that. They're not specifically made for Google. I think it's funny, right before the call, you told me that Yoast, which is supposed to be an SEO plugin, I don't use it anymore because it's just huge and ridiculous, but you said that what were you saying about it? It's just so anti-SEO because of the HTTPS thing.
Well, there's, when you have a green lock on your site, it means that everything on your site is HTTPS. One thing that was really stupid is Yoast is inserting something into your WordPress site that's a non-HTTPS site. It's a link to some other site, and that is killing your SEO log. So it's a negative on Google. So when Google sees that you're not a real SSL, you're getting a black mark on Google, yet Yoast is an SEO company that's supposed to be helping your SEO, not hurting it.
Right.
So yeah, it was good.
Oh, and what are some other ways that Googlebait is different than typical SEO companies, other than that we actually do the work and don't just take the money and throw the file over? That's what's happening. A lot of clients said they're paying, you know, $6,000 to $10,000 to an SEO company, and then we look at like everything they've done. They've done absolutely nothing except take their credit card.
Well, one thing about the Googlebait is that we do an analysis up front. We figure out what we're going to do. We analyze what you have. We come back with the good, the bad. We reorganize your hosting. We reset up your site if we have to. There's all things we do at the beginning before we even write our first pages. And then once we write the pages, we make sure that everything scores well on Google, everything scores well on HTML Validator. And then once we have these pages set up, we do the keyword analysis. We do all the keyword density analysis. We do all the things that most people don't do. And our point is that we're writing pages that should do well in a Google search. So we do a lot more than just change your alt tags and put a description on your website. It's a lot more than that.
I think a lot of SEO companies just focus on the whole homepage and your business as a whole, when we have between 10 and 100 SEO perfect pages for each company. It's not just ranking your homepage up higher. It's between 10 and 100 and even more sometimes of perfect pages, all feeding into your SEO strategy and all working together through backlinking all of your perfect SEO pages as well to boost your entire SEO strategy.
Well, I said this before, Google expects that your support pages are going to be more focused and rank higher than your homepage. Yeah, most of the SEO companies are only concerned about your homepage, maybe your blog too. We come at it from the other end. I come at it from the the SEO pages, let me write, should rank a lot higher than your index or your homepage. And that's the way it really should work. That's what's meant to work.
Right. Even when I was just blogging and podcasting and didn't have Google Bait SEO perfect pages, no one stumbled upon me from my homepage per se. It was always some blog I wrote or some podcast I had or some episode of a video summit. It was never, hardly ever, my homepage that got people's attention and kind of sucked them in. So Google Bait, and to explain it another way, the Google Bait perfect pages are, they're kind of like, I try to explain this to customers all the time, they're kind of like blog posts on steroids or landing pages on steroids that feed into your main site. And we try to explain it all different ways because people hear things differently and have a different frame of reference. So we try to explain it all different ways, but those are two of the main ways that that people have been able to wrap their heads around what this is. And what really helped was a visual that we have on the website, and it is in the webinar, the free video training we have at ericaduran.co/Google Bait Guide. You'll get a 30-point SEO game-changing checklist and a free video training. And there's a one graphic where everyone just like, oh, I get it now. And that was a, you know, a ship that says SS Google on the side of it. That's supposed to be your website. And then all around it were little Google Bait bobbers, like fishing bobbers. And so when they finally understood that your website, the ship, was surrounded by all this Google Bait, these bobbers, then they finally got the visual. And Bill's laughing because we, you know, 10 years ago, we did a similar visual where we were in mortgages and no one understood warehouse lines and mortgages. So we literally made a graphic of boxes of mortgages on a warehouse shelf like they were at Costco. And no one understood what warehouse lines were until we made that graphic. So it's pretty, like, not that people are in every area of your business. It's not that people are dumb or stupid or anything like that. It's just they're so distracted. You have to be painfully obvious in whatever you're trying to say, whatever you're trying to sell, whatever you're trying to put out there. It has to be painfully obvious or else people just click away. And that's, we talked about that last week in branding as well. Anything else you want to say about that, Helen? Any of that babbling?
Well, that warehouse line was interesting. Because most people, nobody really understood what happens to a mortgage after it leaves. After you sign the documents, nobody understood whatever happened to it. And I got so far into it, but I couldn't explain it to anybody because nobody understood it except me. So Google Bait kind of works the same way. I understand it. We started getting some really, really good results on some clients now. We're starting to see, you know, first page on Google Bates. And this is stuff that people that write their web pages in WordPress, people who have been online for a long time, have never been able to achieve. And we're getting there relatively quickly.
Yeah, so that's what I wanted to talk about next was all the recent results that have been happening. We get little WhatsApp messages from clients all the time that there was a cluster of pages where they would have about 15 pages of the same topic. And I'll say it was essential oils. And with only half of those pages up and linking together, she went from page 8 to page 2. Is that right?
I don't remember what the original, well, if you want to go back a little bit further, she's got pages that have never ranked anywhere on Google. And for the most part, everything's turned around since she started Google Bait. Her page rank is up. She's starting to rank well with pages now. And yeah, we got our first page on page 1 of Google, which is a huge deal. Remember, 90% of clients are going to click on the first link, and the rest of it is, you know, the other 10% is all the scraps for everybody else. So if we can get her to top Google, it's going to really make a big difference on her business.
And for something as common as essential oil, I mean, she's not the only game in town. And she doesn't even have all her pages up yet because we release them every 3 days because Google likes that. And they're all backlinked together. But like I said, not all of them are up yet. So it doesn't even have a quarter of the power right now. And she's on page one and two. And it doesn't, I wouldn't even say she has a quarter of the power that she's going to have.
Google doesn't index everything. Google doesn't do everything on my command. It takes time for Google to do anything. So sometimes Google says check back in a couple of days. You can check back in a couple of days. It still says a couple of days. So we're not on a time schedule with Google. Google does what it wants when it wants. So there's always a delay. So she's going to do a lot better in the next few weeks than she is right now. So she might get to number one.
Yeah. And sorry, guys, this podcast is kind of a hodgepodge, but this was supposed to be a Facebook Live, so we thought there'd be interaction. And also, we just came up with random topics. What's that?
I like to move around a lot more, but I have to stay really still because every time I move, my selfie stick moves. I got to do this.
Oh.
This has got to be different because this is stupid. I feel like a statue.
Yeah, you just need to get a webcam. Bill refuses to go to a Mac, so he has no camera on his computer. That's a whole other show.
You got to see.
And guys, sorry on the video. I'm looking very sunburnt and because I was hiking yesterday. So yeah, I'm not normally this pink. So sorry about that. And these are a bunch of random topics on this podcast. And one thing I wanted to talk about that we haven't really talked about yet, a prime candidate for Google Pages is network marketing representatives. Because honestly, I hate to be rude, but you guys are all selling the same thing. You're kind of generic. So the only thing that you're going to differentiate yourself with is your branding, your personality, your personal brand, or stepping up and doing some sort of SEO or paid ads. And obviously, we're not in favor of paid ads. We're in favor of Google paid pages and SEO because you only have to essentially pay for it once and not have it suck money out of your wallet every time of every week forever. But I'm seeing a lot of our customers from February who are in network marketing who chose to invest in Google Bait and get that kind of like a secret weapon. I mean, not that many people know about Google Bait, and then nobody in these network marketing companies know about it. So for them to differentiate themselves on that level, solving a problem, you know, network marketing companies are all about solving problems. You know, you're losing your hair, you need to lose weight, you need essential oils, whatever you need from a network marketing company, their goal is to solve a problem. So if you can solve that problem on Google for people, you can have a network marketing passive income company, you know, a little bit quicker that I would say, not quicker in all communities, but a whole lot less hassle than having, Avon parties in your living room. You're gonna do that. Bill, do you have anything to say about network marketing? I know I'm kind of rude saying they're all generic unless they do something to differentiate themselves, but they kind of are. They're all selling the same thing from the same company.
They're all selling the same thing from the same company. They've got the same pictures. They've all got the same layouts. The parent company tells them what they can do and what they can't do. They've got rules and regulations. So they're stuck in this little box where they can only do so much. And with Google Bait, it's kind of a game changer for them because we can break the mold as far as quality goes. I can separate the products on one page. I can write better content. They can write better content, whatever. And you don't have to go up that much. Remember, everybody else is the same. As long as we're better, that we're better than everybody else. So that's the reason why it works. But it's not just that. You know, every industry has that. Lawyers,
right?
No offense to lawyers, but you're all the same. Doctors, dentists,
chiropractors,
they're all the same.
Even hairstylists. You all went to the same beauty school. You all have the same certificate.
And I swear, they all, mortgages, they all use the same artwork. If I see one more American flag on a mortgage, I'm going to. So it's just, it is what it is. They're all competing for the same product, and they're just trying to, like, scratch up to the top. But with Google Bait, I don't really have to compete with them because we're already better on the start. We're already better out of the chute, so we don't have that much trouble to compete.
Right. And I think you said it just a few seconds ago, but I think it's worth reiterating is that number one position, 90% are going to click on that, and everyone else is just left over with the scrap. So,
or paying for ads.
Or paying for ads. So if you're not at that top position, you're just kind of waiting around for the scraps. Kind of like that honey badger video that was going around.
Well, I can't promise anybody to get to the top position. I can't promise anyone to get to the top position. There's too many things that...
Too many variables.
Yeah, but even the first page is still a lot better than being on page 76 or wherever else you're going to end up. So,
right, and if it's a smaller... If it's a very highly niched market, then this is... If everyone's doing webinars and everyone's doing email marketing and everyone's doing social media marketing and all your backlinking, all your competition is doing all those things because that's what they've learned. They're all doing social media. They're all doing webinars. They're all doing email marketing. They're all building their list. They're all, so what are you going to do that's different than what everyone else has learned about online marketing? This is like the proprietary re-engineered way to do SEO. And so this could be a game changer for a lot. And I think it's really neat with it because I was in a lot of network marketing companies and I would try to brand. I was trying so many things to brand differently and everything. But no matter how much you do that, you still need like a boost or a hand help in some way to get yourself different than the other people in your company.
Well, from an analyst or an engineering standpoint, once you look at the differences between a WordPress site and a Googlebait or a Wix site or something like that, the Googlebait site or the Googlebait pages are always going to come out on top. They're faster, they're cleaner, and they're SEO-perfect pages. You can't get that with a Wix or WordPress. So right there, it's a boost up from your competition. Now, once we write good content, we do focus and so on and so on, we're going to creep up over your competition pretty quickly. And there's not anything they can do about it. You're no longer a Me Too company. You're like a Me Too plus one.
Me Too.
2.0. Oh, yeah, 2.0. You're still the same content, possibly. You're still selling the same thing. But if you're sitting at the top of Google and they're sitting somewhere else, you're going to get a lot more sales than they are.
Right. And it's just, it's hard to break into some of those companies and be, you know, if you're not first to get high up in some of those network marketing kind of, I mean, they're not pyramids, but you know, there's always a top of those companies. And I think it's funny, one of our clients who is in network marketing, some of the millionaires of her network marketing company are reaching out to her and going, what are you doing? And all this stuff. And she is, she's not new to the company, but she hasn't made a huge splash yet. And for her to be that visible, for them to, you know, reach out to her and ask her what she's doing, I'm just so happy for her. She's been working really hard while her Googlebait pages have been kind of stewing. She's been really getting visible and getting out there and doing her own marketing and hustling until her pages are starting to rank, which is now. And it's just so funny, so great to see the growth and the just the excitement of living vicariously through our clients sometimes when they, you know, they're so excited when they text us their screenshots. It's really rewarding to see their screenshots and things like that.
It also gets me motivated because when I'm sitting in position four, I'm that close to number one.
Right.
So now it's a personal vendetta to get her in the first position.
So now they're texting, go Bill, look at my text.
I will do it. I will get her to the top if it's humanly possible. So yeah, that motivates me too. The closer I get, the more I want it. The harder I'll work towards it. But I can do a lot of different things to get her there. I'm just going to, I'll get her there if I can.
Yeah, and that's why this having this company too, Googlebait, is kind of fun and different and rewarding for me because as a business coach, a lot of it, I mean, there's not too many yardsticks you can measure their results by except for money. And this is another way that we could measure their success and their growth and, you know, something else besides money and you know, honestly differentiates me as a business coach as well to have this service as well combined with it. So it's been, and it's also been, I thought Googlebait would be more of a product, not a product, it is a service, but there'd be more like a, okay, I'm going to buy 10 pages. I'm going to buy 10 SEO perfect pages. And then it's just kind of done. But what I'm really surprised with is the amount of mindset and coaching that is going along with Googlebait, because before the clients were, you know, kind of in the mindset, scarcity, is this going to work, all that kind of mindset spin. And now they're on the other side. They're like, oh my God, I don't know if I could handle this many clients. And now it's a whole other mindset shift for them. But I didn't think there would be this much mindset handholding with this. And it was really surprising me, because I thought, oh, they'll buy their 10 pages and they're done. But I'm glad I had the training to help them through these mindset spins or roadblocks or leveling. Because I think it's great that we're working together on this, because I think I'm making Bill's job easier with that part. He just wants to code. He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to talk anyone off a ledge.
No, I don't. Especially, never mind. No, it's just what it is. It's a little bit of work, and I feel like by the time I get done with the first page, by the time I get to page 10, and then I got to go back through and redo it again. Then I got to go back to Google News, this and that. I'm going to go back to Husky and do something different. It's just, it does seem like this is a never-ending project. It's like I can't seem to get it. We thought it was going to be 10 pages and we're done, but it's not just 10 pages. There's 100 little things that I have to do in the meantime too. And it's a big,
yeah, well, they're seeing the success of the first 3 pages, and then they're upgrading to the bigger package, and then that package has over 100 pages. So it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. And it's fun. It's just weird because Google changes mind on something, and I got to go back and redo all, not redo, but I have to tweak all the pages now because Google changed something. Or Google comes up and they say, I'm sorry, I can't read your text. And I'm like, why can't you read the text this week? You read it okay last week. Or your buttons are too close together. I'm like, seriously? And it's just funny because Google comes back with something almost every week or so about one page or another. And it's like, okay, rewrite. And they don't ever seem to actually go away. So right. It's not just 10 pages. There's a lot more behind it than nobody ever sees.
Yeah, so I just want to sum up this podcast, because I know we talked about a lot of random topics because we did think this would be a Facebook Live. When we get the Facebook Lives going, I would love for you guys to join us on there and make comments on the videos. And even if you don't catch it live, go ahead and ask your questions in the comments, and we'll make another episode out of your question to answer whatever questions you have. Don't forget to download your 30-point game-changing checklist and free video training that explains Googlebait in a whole lot more detail with slides and everything, and that's at ericaduran.co/Googlebait guide. And just, I think we'll leave them with, you know, don't sit around and wait for the scraps. Get in that one, what, top 90 percentile, the first position that 90% of the people are going to click. And that means the first organic position, not the first paid ad position. The first organic position, that's what 90% of the people are going to click. That is a statistic real from Google, right? Isn't that a real?
I think it was from Google. I'm not sure.
Yeah. So.
I've read it several times.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't sit around and wait for the scraps. Go ahead and grab your complimentary Googlebait SEO strategy session. You can talk to myself or Bill, but you have to on the form put who you want to talk to. Just put Bill doesn't want to, he just wants to code. He doesn't want to be on Facebook Live. He doesn't want to, you know, but he will. If you want to talk to him.
I will. If you want to talk to me, I'll make time to talk to you. But I don't mind talking to people. It's just a lot of times the interruption will take out my whole day. And it's.
Yeah. Have you guys seen that Social Network movie, that Facebook movie where Justin Timberlake is like, don't talk to him, he's dialed in. Like that's exactly what's going on. So a phone call can like blow up his whole day. So it's just using a different part of your brain when you are coding versus having a conversation, especially like a sales or a strategy kind of conversation. So
there's a follow-up afterwards. Right. After the phone call, there's always follow-up, there's always research, there's always other things. And that's what blows up the day. Instead of just coding all day or getting the pages caught up or doing whatever I need to do with Google or whatever, a long phone call with a lot of research will eat it the rest of the day. Because I don't let anything just sit. I've got to understand everything. So it's
right.
When you do
it. It's not just a sales kind of strategy call. Are we going to work together? That's the initial call. But then there's always a bit of research done complimentary to see if you're a good candidate for Google Bait. So it's not just like a business coaching like clarity call or a professional organizer quote or anything like that. It's an actual pretty in-depth research before we take on a client because we only have so many spots and those spots have to be worthwhile for both sides.
Yeah, I don't want to take anybody on if it's not a realistic thing that we can do. And I look at a lot of things. This last one, the competitors are spending $35 to $40 per Google ad. Per click through. And I was guessing that only probably one out of three of those click throughs would ever actually be a lead. And then out of those leads, probably one out of 10 would only become a client. So the minimum of 30 leads to get one client means that every single one of those clients was costing you over $1,000. And that's before they buy anything. Right? How do you justify $1,000 per customer using Google Ads? So you figure that versus the cost of Google Bait. Google Bait is really super cheap compared to those Google Ads.
Bill's like, I'm gonna charge more now.
I did say that. I told him if you didn't become a client, next time you talk to me, I'm gonna charge you a lot more because seriously, it's a lot of work. Other companies out there are charging $150,000, $200,000 a year to try to do the same type of work, but not exactly the same work. And honestly, I think I'm too cheap. But for now, it's okay.
Okay, so let's wrap this episode up because it's our first little video one. And if you guys want us to talk about a specific topic, go ahead and email, I guess the best email is aloha@ericaduran.co, and we'll try to incorporate that into a show or join us, you know, go like the Google Bait Facebook page so then when we do get the lives up and running and squared away that you're able to get notified and you can be there right live with us asking questions and so forth. And also, this is a geeky thing, but Bill and I have these really, really long discussions about Game of Thrones. And so if any of you want us to do a separate Game of Thrones podcast, we probably should have recorded a bunch of conversations. So if he's not diving and he's not coding, he's probably talking to me about Game of Thrones.
Or sleeping. Or asking you about your puppies.
Yeah, these puppies. If you are a Google Bait customer, we make a lot of screen share videos for you explaining things like backlinks and how to do this and how to do that. And you'll see Bill's wallpaper is a big, you know, 3 foot face of my puppy Java. So it's a wallpaper on his computer that's showing up in the videos. Anyway, we're babbling now. We would love to hear from you. We see a lot of people listening to the podcast, but not too many people commenting or reaching out. I don't know if you're like deer in the headlights stunned or you're not able to wrap your head around this information. So I will, if you guys want to reach out and ask questions or have a private phone call with either me or Bill, we would love to do that. And mahalo for I guess watching now. Mahalo for watching and aloha.
Bye.